This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 15, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tetvav, here in the Mishnah elucidated on Season 6 of the TTPA. A short Mishnah, but no less a powerhouse, powerful Mishnah, as we have in Pirkei Avos in general. Hakol Safoy, another teaching by Rabbi Akiva, the great sage, who himself had a fascinating life. I highly recommend looking into Gemara Nedarim when they talk about his life, how he started off dirt poor. His father-in-law disowned him. His wife saw great potential in him. He went to study for 12 years and then came back. And then his wife was talking with someone and he overheard and he turned around and he left another 12 years. Had 24,000 students, lost all of them, started again with 5 students. And there are great stories about him, you know, where he got his wealth from, and he was traveling once in the forest. Very fascinating things about Rabbi Akiva. The optimism of Rabbi Akiva is fascinating. And, of course, the end of his life, the tragic end when they're killing him and he's torturing him alive, and he's able to be Mekabel Olmachos Shemayim with a beautiful way. Rabbi Akiva is a fascinating, fascinating figure. And he says, Hakol Tzafoy, V'Harashus Nisuna, Uvetov Ha'olam Nidon, V'Hakol Lefi Rov Hama'asem. The teaching of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah does not begin the words Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, as it usually does, before a second teaching by the previously named Tana. This is because our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one, ever stating that all human beings are beloved by God, which obligates them to do His will. Rabbi Akiva continues by teaching how all human beings are judged by God. So everything a person does, even in the most private place, is seen by God, and permission is given to every person to choose whether to do good or evil. Although God sees everything, He does not interfere with man's choices. He leaves it up to each person to decide whether to do good or bad, as Machzor Vitri points out. You know, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meyir Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of God except for the fear of God Himself. The world is judged with mercy, although everyone is responsible for his own choices and deserves to be punished for his sins. God judges with kindness and mercy, as Rav points out. For example, God delays punishment in order to give the sinners the chance to repent, and He forgives those who do repent. Even the wicked are treated with mercy, as it is stated in Tehillim, Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav, from Ashrei. God is good to all His mercies are on all of His works, as Rabbi Yonah points out. And it all depends on how many good deeds a person has done. Even though the world is judged with mercy and Hashem gives kindness to all people, it depends on how many good deeds you have done. Although all people are judged with mercy, God does not have mercy upon everyone in equal measure. The more good deeds that a person has done, the greater the mercy he is shown, as Rav points out. A different explanation is that the Mishnah is teaching how a person can improve his character. It all depends on the number of his deeds, because repeating a minor deed many times is more effective than doing one major deed. For example, if someone gives 1,000 coins to a poor person, even though the donation is very large, he will not acquire the trait of generosity through that single act. However, if someone gives 1 coin at a time to 1,000 different people, although each donation is small, he has trained himself to be a generous person, because numerous repetitions have the power to change one's nature. That's from the Rambam commentary. Famously, the Rambam says that you want to train yourself to be a giver, to be generous, to have that giving muscle, to have that tzedakah element to you, that chesed element to you. $1 to 100 people is much greater than $100 to one person. You're training yourself, you're working on yourself to be a giver, to be generous, to be involved in tzedakah, to do for others. We want to make sure to realize that we have to do more good than bad. Hashem knows all our deeds, and Hashem judges all of us based on how many good deeds we do. Be involved in mitzvahs, be involved in chesed, be involved in Torah every single day in order to have wonderful things, God willing, go your way. Join us next time as we talk about the idea, another teaching from Rabbi Akiva, about how Hashem is a guarantor here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.